This is Matt Wells at UN News. Fake news is an accusation that's often levelled against broadcasters, but it's a serious challenge to their work and one which needs to be disproved constantly, senior TV professionals said on World TV Day, celebrated annually each 21st of November. In an interview with Sarah Mbengue, the BBC's Imogen Fuchs, and Jean-Philippe de Tondère from the European Broadcasting Union, or EBU, talked about how important it is to ensure that young people continue to trust what they see and hear from journalists.
We are now with Jean-Philippe de Tondère, the director of media from the European Broadcasting Union.
Glad to be here and to celebrate a World TV Day.
It's hard to make the audience trust the television.
I think that any media relation is a relation with the audience. It's a one-on-one relation with the audience. It's like in a marriage. A marriage is broken when there is no trust. And for media as well, we are in a marriage, you know, with the audience on a one-on-one basis. So for public service media, it is very important that trust is based on values. And the EBU and the members of the EBU have defined what the values of this marriage contract could be, which is universality, be there for everybody, be innovative, you know, be ahead of what is happening, be accountable and responsible for what you do, provide quality. All of these things are about what we call return to society. In public service media, it's not about putting in money and getting more money out. It's about putting in money and in one way or another contribute somehow to society. And if we can reach a broad audience and also show what the impact is of media, then I think that media and public service media in particular do a good job.
Earlier in your speech you mentioned that youth is the new challenge. Yeah. How is EBU going to address the youth?
It's very important that in a democracy that the citizens are informed, because it's only informed citizens who can really go for an engaged voting. Trusted news sources, independent news sources are key for public service media. So we need to prove that we are the most trusted source, and we are, as is proven by various surveys. But also, we work in a world in social media where there's a lot of disinformation, a lot of fake news. And I think it's very important as well that we not only bring in the right sources, but also show people what is false news, you know, and bring it to their attention so that they become a bit more media literacy, so and that they understand better what the context is in which they live.
And what's the challenge for the television of tomorrow?
Well, the challenge is to engage with young audience, because young people still use media a lot, but they use it in different ways, through social media, through mobiles. So we need to invent new news bulletins, new formats, you know, to bring that same stories, the independent news to them, but in a different way.
We are now turning to Imogen Fuchs. You're the BBC correspondent in Geneva. In your opening statement, you mentioned lack of trust in broadcasters, long-established broadcasters such as the BBC. How does this affect your work as a journalist?
I think I would say perhaps I'm in a fairly fortunate position of working in Switzerland, in Geneva, where normally I'm working with people who I trust and who trust me. What I would say perhaps is that a big broadcasting organisation like the BBC or perhaps CNN, when we have people working all over the world, sometimes in war zones, sometimes in very, very unstable political environments where journalists are persecuted, to have a kind of, I hesitate to use the word populist, but somehow popular cliche, oh, they're mainstream, they're maybe not to be trusted, they're elite, is not helpful. Because I would say it doesn't matter whether it's the BBC or CNN or Das Erste in Germany, Tele France, or we do stick to our core principles. It is our job to report the facts. Not my job. I may have my own personal views about politics. It's not my job to tell you what they are. My job is to say what's in front of me, what I see, and to provide some context from the UN, from Switzerland. When people say, oh, that's wrong, because they actually don't like the facts, that can become problematic for journalists in more dangerous parts of the world. I have to be honest and say I am in the fortunate position of being able to work very freely and in a very civil and respectful manner nearly all the time.
You mentioned populism. I just want to get back on that a tiny bit. With populism and fake news and all that's been thrown at information in general these days, what's the challenge of the television of tomorrow?
I think we have to stick to our core values and keep on saying, doing this is our job. The BBC, for example, has a whole unit called Reality Check, where we break down if somebody says, oh, it's like this, we look at the actual facts, the numbers, the statistics. We have lots and lots of politicians bandying around numbers. We're going to spend this much, or we lost that much and it was his fault or her fault. Reality Check and other stations have similar things. We'll check this thing and put them out there. And this is where new media is quite helpful, because we can make it available online, on the radio, on TV, on your mobile phone. So it's very quickly accessible. And what we hope is that because we've been in the business for so long, 70 years more for the BBC, that to a certain extent people will also still have some integral trust in us, that this is our profession. It's not a political agenda, it's our profession to do this.